Monitor for Sunday, March 19th. Next Sunday, of course, is Easter. In a few minutes, the author of a book about the Holy Land will be our guest. She'll talk about the religious observances in Jerusalem during Holy Week. My name and my cold's name, Henry Morgan. Petula Clark here, her latest.
Nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today. There's nothing, nothing, nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today.
There is nothing like a lark. Have one.
Betty Hartman Wolfe is the author of a book entitled Journey to the Holy Land. Since today is Palm Sunday, the beginning of Holy Week, we thought it particularly appropriate to have Mrs. Wolfe as our guest. She spoke with Monitor reporter Neil Spelch.
Mrs. Wolfe, what's it like in the Holy Land now, just before Easter time?
The city streets of Jerusalem are always crowded, so that the only difference would be that the crowding is even greater. But of course, since this is totally a Muslim country, you cannot pick out those people who really are the Christian pilgrims, because they are too few in number, even in a city as small as Jerusalem. I would say one of the other things that is most interesting that the tourists like to watch is another reenactment of drama surrounding Jesus' life, and that is the foot washing. And there are several of these ceremonies, but I will talk about just one, I think the Greek Orthodox. This is held in the courtyard of the Holy Sepulchre. A huge platform is erected in the courtyard, so that people assemble on this day to watch the foot washing, and they are solidly packed in the courtyard. Many of them have climbed up onto all the roofs of the surrounding buildings to watch this one little drama that is enacted in the courtyard. The priests come out, the patriarch taking the part of Jesus, and then some of the other priests taking the part of the 12 disciples. They come to the platform, and they reenact the scene in the upper room with the patriarch saying the words that Jesus would say and the disciples responding in kind. After that, the patriarch washes the feet of all the 12. Now, he doesn't actually go there because it's too far away, but on a little place niche on the wall, there's a little tree, and he goes to that and prays to simulate the agony in the garden. This is a very interesting ceremony, very colorful, too, because the robes, all of the robing in Jerusalem is just spectacular. not like the very plain clothes that we see our preachers wear in this country. Now, Good Friday is also an important day over there.
Are the streets narrow?
Very narrow. Not even as wide as this room. And there are open-fronted shops on each side with people there trying to buy their groceries. And in the meantime, you are pilgrims trying to make a straight line through to all of the different shrines. And many of these pilgrims carry large crosses so that they really feel that they are duplicating what Christ did. And at every station of the cross, the priest will stop and try to explain to the people what happened here, what was the significance. And when my husband was there 10 years ago, he was most impressed by a group of Spanish pilgrims who had fashioned their own cross, very heavy, big cross, and had carried it in an open boat all the way from Spain to Jerusalem, and then carried it on Good Friday. And you can imagine what this meant to them. It is a very devotional time of the year in Jerusalem.
Is it difficult? You mentioned, of course, the crowds and all. How long do you think it would take to walk this route that that Jesus walked with the cross?
It wouldn't take very long, truly, if the streets weren't crowded, because the old city of Jerusalem is just a small, confined area. I wouldn't have any idea. I would assume if you walked right along, it might not take more than 20 minutes. But how many stops they had on the way, or how much interplay there was with the crowd and the people, that's hard to say. I don't think the Bible tells us, and I don't think I better speculate on what it would be.
Neil Spell for Monitor.
It's 15 minutes past the hour. Music for you on Monitor by Eddie Arnold.
When I learned to adore you, you kissed one more dream goodbye and left me lonely again. Just like you found me lonely again. No arms around me, just when I'm sure that my heart is secure and my teardrops are dry, with a warm glow inside and this love of mine till the end of the line. That's always the time that I'm lonely again. You told me you wanted me only, that this time and this love would last. You told me I'd never be lonely, and now you belong to the past, and I'm so lonely again. Just like you found me lonely again. No arms around me, just when I'm sure that my heart is secure and my teardrops are dry, with a warm glow inside and this love of mine till the end of the line. That's always the time that I'm lonely again.
Joe Garagiola says fight managers deserve more for the belting they have to take. And Joe will go into that in 5 minutes here on the Monitor Beacon.
Don't move, just leave your dial mounted here in Monitor. Lean back and stay a while mounted here in Monitor.
A fellow in Albuquerque, New Mexico, who is an insurance underwriter, explained the other day how he'd sold $1 million worth of life insurance in 3 weeks. I had a sore foot, he said. I couldn't play golf for a while. If you think there's anything more American than that, then listen to this.
American than cornflakes. The boy stripes.
The stars and stripes.
George Washington.
George Washington.
The capital dome.
Da, 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 da.
And bubble gum.
And bubble gum.
There's General Grant.
And Robert E. Lee.
Maurice Bauer Singers and Brass.
Mrs. Burke?
Yeah?
You will keep that dog in, won't you?
Depends. What are you selling?
Well, I'm doing a survey, Mrs. Burke, about your husband's Cub Cadet tractor.
It's my cadet. Look, I'm busy. Shut up, update!
You know, we say the cadet is no toy, but a tractor. Built for keeps. Built like the big IH tractors, you know?
Yeah, it's not bad. At least it don't fall apart. Look, I got no time.
But don't you find you have more time now? More time for yourself with cadets zipping through your yard and garden work. What do you do? You know, what's your hobby?
I raise dogs. Big ones to chase nosy survey men. Go get him, puppy!
Somebody at your house will find the time more free, more fun, and more productive with a Cub Cadet tractor. 7, 10, or the 12 horsepower with either gear drive or hydrostatic transmission. For your nearest cadet dealer, phone Western Union and ask for Operator 25. Next, Monitor Sports with Joe Garagiola.
I guess of all the different groups of people who make up the world of sports, the group that's gotten the worst publicity would have to be the fight managers. It's not hard to figure out why. In a business where fighters get beaten up, knocked out, and scarred, fight managers never get a mark on them. If a fighter has an easy night in the ring, his manager is overprotecting him. If the fighter gets his brains knocked out, then the manager overmatched him. Fighters can win. Managers can't. I don't want to say that there haven't been some fight managers over the years who didn't deserve the raps they got. Boxing history is full of stories of fighters who were sold out by their managers and of purses that were cut up and left the fighter with nothing. But let's be fair about it. There have been some fight managers who looked out for their fighters, protected them, and stood off anyone who tried to muscle in. Some of them have been among the most honest people in sports. And I don't mean the kind of honesty that the great sports writer Dan Parker used to write about either. Parker said that one fight manager was known as the Honest Brakeman because he never stole a boxcar in his life. When you talk about the relationship between a fighter and his manager, there's one that stands out. It was like the kind you used to see in those old Warner Brothers movies. The fighter was young, handsome, and tough, and his name was Jimmy McLarnon. The manager was a crusty guy they called Pop Foster. It was a movie story in a lot of ways. Pop Foster first saw young Jimmy McLarnon in a street fight in Vancouver. He took him under his wing and made him one of the solid fighters of boxing history. In all professional sports, a big part of the game is money, and nowhere is that truer than in boxing. Money has to be the only excuse in the world for getting belted. Pop Foster knew this just as well as his fighter did. Some fighters were afraid of Jimmy McLarnon. All fight managers were afraid of Pop Foster. When he signed a contract for his boy, you could be sure that Jimmy wasn't getting any the worst of it. Other managers called Pop the guy with the one-way pockets. Foster couldn't care less. Meantime, his boy kept fighting. He fought in 5 different divisions, and the crowd loved him. They called him Babyface, and he kept that babyface despite the fact that he fought the tough ones. In 1933, he knocked out young Corbett III and won the world's welterweight championship. Then, in the space of exactly 1 year, he lost his title to Barney Ross, took it back from Ross, and then lost it to Barney again. When Jimmy retired, Pop Foster went to Los Angeles to live. About 11 years ago, McLarnon was on a hunting trip when he got the word that Pop had died. Jimmy said, "Pop was a great man. Everyone is always talking about all-time fighting greats. I'd like to see them talk for a moment about the all-time manager. Pop would win hands down." A few days later, Pop's will was probated. He died with almost $200,000. And he left most of it to my Jimmy and his family. On second thought, it wouldn't make much of a movie. Who'd believe it? This is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports. And now this for Vigoro.
When the green in your grass is gone, and you gotta make it shake up, make it wake up with the bold green vigor of Vigoro. The bold green vigor of Vigoro.
You bet. And the answer is simple. Every Vigoro product is tailor-made for the area where it's sold. That's the secret behind the bold green vigor of Vigoro. Vigoro, for goof-proof lawn foods. You sure ought to try them.
Joe Garagiola will be back later in the afternoon. One of our regulars, you know. Richard's Flugel Nights with Everybody Loves My Baby. Monitor pausing for our stations along the NBC line, one of which is KOCY, Quality Radio in Oklahoma City. My name's Morgan.
This is Dr. Joyce Brothers. Chet Huntley, Barbara Walters, Bill Cullen, and I are heard each weekday with emphasis on NBC Radio.
It's circus time. See Ringling Brothers and Barnum & Bailey Circus, the greatest show on earth, opens Tuesday, April 4th at Madison Square Garden. Get tickets now.
Hire, the, hand, D, cat. Okay, now let's get the message out to employers everywhere. Hire the handicapped. They'll stay on the job.
27 degrees and sunny in Big Town. The Big Voice, USA. WNBC, AM and FM, New York.
For 5 whole minutes, you can listen to uninterrupted Monitor music, provided you or your spouse or somebody there in the back seat doesn't interrupt. Tony Bennett first, then Marty Gold.
Your heart. the magic that makes life worthwhile. One day you're nothing, next day you're something, because of someone you happen to see. What makes it happen? What makes love happen? When will it happen?
Something new coming up on Monitor. A new feature with Dr. Joyce Brothers. Dr. Brothers will discuss a recent medical discovery. The curious effects a substance all of us drink every day has on animals. For example, it makes male animals bolder.
Hey, oh boy.
Thank you.
By Claudine Longer, otherwise known as Mrs. Andy Williams.
I like the way it tastes.
I agree. There's nothing like a lark.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
Lark has a good, easy taste.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today. Have a lark today. There's nothing like a lark.
Lark has an inner chamber of charcoal granules for a taste people really like.
Have a lark, have a lark, have a lark today.
I think they're the nicest cigarette there is.
Right. There's nothing like a lark.
There is nothing like a lark. It's America's most popular new cigarette.
All About People. That's the title of a new Monitor series featuring Dr. Joyce Brothers, who's with us for the first time this weekend. Dr. Brothers.
If you're sharing a cup of coffee with me as you listen, you do so at your own risk. Scientists have found some strange powers in this beverage, which we've always taken for granted. We've always taken it for granted that it will sober up a person who's had too much to drink. It won't. But we've never taken for granted the possibility that it will make us more amorous. It might. Two different teams of scientists have been experimenting with the effects of caffeine on animals. The results have raised some curious questions. Two Indiana University Medical Center scientists injected caffeine into one group of tipsy animals and compared it to another group of tipsy animals. Surprisingly, the caffeine-treated animals took longer to recover from the effects of alcohol than the group that had been left alone. According to them, the New Year's Eve slogan, "Make the last one for the road coffee," is doubtful advice for drinkers. However, another study performed by Dr. Philip Zimbard and Dr. Herbert Barry suggests new powers latent in coffee that may not cure hangovers, but will definitely cure shyness, at least in animals. These scientists also injected male animals with caffeine and found that their amorous interest in females increased significantly. If these discoveries on caffeine's effect on animals holds true on men, we can look forward to a whole new set of advertising commercials. But in human beings, the best way of mixing an aphrodisiac is still psychological. If a man believes the drink will excite him, it doesn't matter if it's made with caffeine, cream, or sugar. The important factor is the belief and the charm of the woman he's with. This is Dr. Joyce Brothers for Monitor.
Well, Doctor, it isn't so much that coffee makes you more amorous, it just keeps you up later. Well, they got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You suppose that's why there's so many Latin lovers? Interesting discussion there. Dr. Brothers will return next weekend on Monitor with her new feature, All About People. About a cup of coffee as we listen to Chanson d'Amour.
Play a call.
Gunter Kallmann Ork and Kor.
Mr. Leonard?
Yes?
I'm from International Harvester, doing a survey of Cub Cadet tractor owners.
Come in, dear boy. That cadet's a jewel. Not a toy, but a tractor. Built like the big IH tractors.
Right, and it gives you lots more free time, right?
Oh, indeed. Mows, tows, works my garden. I have the large one, you know. 12 horsepower.
Good. What do you do with all your extra free time, Mr. Leonard?
You may have noticed it's frightfully warm in here.
Yeah?
That's because I raise tropical plants. Like this lovely brute.
Beautiful. What's it called?
I call him Manny. Not too close there, Mr. Surveyman.
For the name of your nearest cadet dealer, phone Western Union and ask for operator 25. You are on the monitor beacon. 15 minutes before the hour, Morgan for monitor. Here's Trinidad Lopez.
Got along without you before I met you. Gonna get along without you now. Gonna find somebody twice as cute, 'cause you didn't love me anyhow. You ran around with every boy in town, and you never cared if it got me down. You had me worried, always on my guard, but you laughed at me 'cause I tried too hard. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna get along without you now. Gonna get along without you now. Woo! Got along without you before I met you. Gonna get along without you now. Gonna find somebody twice as cute, but you didn't love me anyhow. I lost my money and I lost my pride. Didn't have much money, but I really tried. It made you happy when you made me cry, and you broke my heart, so I said goodbye. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna get along without you now. Boom, 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 boom. Gonna get along without you now.
In Mexico City, the police remove the license plates of errant motorists who have to go to the police station and pay a fine to get their plates back. In New York, as we noted before, cars are towed away. In our survey of parking and traffic problems in major cities, we hear next from Wells Hangen, NBC News, Hong Kong.
As in so many other fields, Hong Kong still doesn't have the parking problems that New York or London has, but this congested little colony is getting there fast. 10 years ago, there were fewer than 20,000 private cars here. Today, there are 57,000, said to give Hong Kong the world's highest proportion of cars per mile of paved road. Things would be impossible if Hong Kong had the sprawling suburbias from which thousands of motorists pour into New York and London every day. There are rush hour traffic jams in Hong Kong, but they're child's play compared to the paralysis that afflicts large metropolitan centers morning and night. Hong Kong is spared the worst traffic nightmares because only a small minority of the almost 4 million inhabitants of this colony can afford to own a car. This is reflected in comparatively low parking rates. For example, it costs the equivalent of just $1 to park for 8 hours in a multi-story garage in the heart of Hong Kong's downtown business district. Rates after 6 p.m. are even lower. The catch, of course, is that these rates are not low at all for Hong Kong's big middle-income group that earns from $100 to $300 a month. For them, $30 a month for parking a car is prohibitive. The upshot is that there's a constant scramble for curbside parking space. Meters don't solve the problem because so-called car jockeys are hired to keep feeding coins into the meters or to move cars from one place to another throughout the day. Hong Kong's police women are assiduous in giving tickets to such violators, but the practice goes on. The city's traffic department wants to raise rates and reduce metered time in choice parking spots so as to leave 15% of metered curbside space free at all times. Disabused Hong Kong residents regard this as a dream. One Hong Kong lady recently wrote a letter to the editor of a newspaper here, boasting that she always drives into one of the British Army reservations in the downtown area, winks at the guard at the gate, and parks beside the general's car. Another car owner says she regularly parks at the nearest police station and never gets a ticket. Hong Kong is like that. Wells Hangen, NBC News, Hong Kong.
Guess that's a new Oriental custom. If you want to flout the law, get up close to do it. A monitor tip for you. Not on where to park, unfortunately. A household tip. So you're going to do some painting around the place this spring? When you paint walls, start in a corner near the top. Then paint a strip at a time from top to bottom. Paint the baseboards last. To protect carpeting or floors, take a piece of stiff cardboard, hold it against the bottom of the baseboard, move it along as painting progresses. Now, a tip about what you put on your floors. You got a moment? Then let's talk carpets, like Stevens Gulistan's Grand Prix. This carpet is nothing short of spectacular. It starts out springy, then stays springy. The pile is Orlon 33 acrylic by DuPont.
Springier, fancier, it's a carpet fiber that's livelier. Springier, livelier, made by DuPont, it's Orlon 33.
Take a test walk on Stevens Gulistan's Grand Prix plush carpet. Jane Morgan. Next, Monitor on Stage, a performance recorded live at a leading night spot by Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks. And what it is an interview with the 2001-year-old man.
Could you give us the secret of your longevity?
Well, the major thing is that I never, ever touch fried food. I don't eat it, I wouldn't look at it, and I don't touch it. Never run for a bus. There'll always be another. Even if you're late from work, you know. I never run for a bus. I never ran. I just strolled jaunty, jolly, walking to the bus stop, you know.
Yeah, well, there were no buses in the time of
in my time, I mean,
what was the means of transportation then?
Mostly fear.
Fear transported you?
Fear, yes. You would see an animal would growl, you would go 2 miles in a minute.
But I suppose you
have... Fear would be the main propulsion.
Yes, but I think most people are interested in living a long and fruitful life as
yes.
You have. You mentioned...
Fruit is good, too. You mentioned fruit. Fruit kept me going for 140 years once when I was on a very strict diet, mainly nectarines. I love that fruit. It's half a peach, half a plum. Not too cold, not too hot, you know, just nice.
What has been
Even a rotten one is good. That's how much I love it. I'd rather eat a rotten nectarine than a fine plum. What do you think of that?
I can understand that.
Yes, that's how much I love them.
Yes, I can understand that.
Yes.
Sir?
Some good things.
Sir, what did you do for a living?
Well, many years ago, thousands of years ago, there was no heavy industry.
We know that.
The most things that we manufactured or we made, the most things that we ever made was we would make, take a piece of wood, see, and rub it and clean it and look at it and hit earth with it and hit a tree with it.
For what purpose?
Just to keep busy.
Monitor on stage with Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks. You're traveling through the weekend world with Monitor.
When you think of air conditioning, think of central air conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant air conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cooled your whole home, not just a room or two.
Think about air conditioning your entire home with Bryant Quiet Line air conditioning. You'll keep cool and won't have to put up with so much humidity, dust, dirt, and noise. Check with your Bryant dealer for more information on Bryant Quiet Line air conditioning. We call it Quiet Line because it really is.
When you think of air conditioning, think of central air conditioning. Think of cooling your whole home, not just a room or two. Bryant air conditioning is the best kind of air conditioning, 'cause Bryant cooled your whole home, not just a room or two.
For a free estimate, see the yellow pages for the Bryant dealer nearest you.
Crew generation and a man and a woman. When the life of a little girl or boy depends on 18 units of blood, 17 won't do. Your Red Cross works hard to see that there's always enough blood on hand. But it's you the Red Cross must turn to for the life-giving blood itself. Support your Red Cross. Give generously. This is Monitor and H. Morgan.
Keep to the latest news now. It's on the air. Keep tuned for sports and views now from everywhere. From
now, the weather presented by Carrier Air Conditioning, the quiet one. The temperature in Manhattan, 27 degrees. It's sunny, the humidity 37, the barometer falling. Wind from the southwest at 6 miles an hour. Fair and not so cold tonight in the low 20s. Fair and milder tomorrow in the low 40s. Repeating the temperature, 27.
It's always good business weather when you let Carrier air condition your store, office, or factory. There's a quiet, efficient, dependable Carrier unit to fit your exact needs.
Call right now. Call your Carrier dealer. Dial his phone. Make it ring. Get the best in king-size cooling comfort. Carrier air conditioning.
Was your store, office, or factory air conditioner really up to capacity last year? Now's the time to have a qualified Carrier dealer inspected and make recommendations. Call Cameo Coal and Fuel Company at UL44400. A free survey and estimate. That's Cameo Coal and Fuel Company at UL44400.
wide-awake people open their eyes to the sound of Big Wilson, weekday mornings from 5 to 9. Big voice of Big Town USA, WNBC, New York.